In total, 1,266 violent incidents have been reported in schools this year through January, an increase of just 1% compared to last year. But when you adjust for this year's smaller student body, incidents per capita are up more than 5%. It's the first increase in 3 years. During the previous two school years, violent incidents district-wide declined 32%. This year's numbers come as a bit of a surprise to many educators who, anecdotally, say they've seen far more violent incidents this year. District-wide budget cuts have slashed the ranks of non-teaching aides in schools. The number of school police officers across the district has stayed the same, but individual schools may have either lost or gained police, depending on district strategy. Some wonder if there are fewer reported incidents in some schools because there are simply fewer people to witness them.
We can't write someone up if an adult didn't see it.
Amy Rote teaches middle school at Feltonville Arts and Sciences.
We have very few adults in the hallway for most of the day. And if it's not seen, it's not getting reported.
The shortage of staff has personally affected special education teacher Ray Pereca, one of Rote's colleagues.
There's a fight in my classroom. The kids got separated. I was standing between the two. One kid was on the other side of the room. I got punched twice.
Most of the kids in Pereca's 7th grade class have emotional support individualized education plans, a population that's been more prone to violent outbursts. In this case, Pereca said the kids came into his class late.
There's no one to move them along in the hallways if the NTA is not on the floor, so they came late.
Once in the class, one kid threw a school bag at the other, and mayhem ensued.
I got to protect the whole classroom, basically. I mean, I got 10 kids in the room. Two of them are fighting. The other 8 are going to, you know, someone's got to take care of them. Someone's got to make sure the other 2 don't kill each other.
Pereca immediately put a call in for school police assistance. Feltonville used to have 3 officers, 1 for each floor. This year, the school only has 1. When this incident broke out in Pereca's 3rd floor classroom, the officer was on the 1st floor, attending to another matter.
You know, usually the school police officer, he's a guy who can get people to cool down, kind of. He couldn't get there because he was dealing with something else. So nobody got there until about after 10 minutes of the incident going on.
In the meantime, with one of his students bloodied in the brawl, Pereca stepped in to separate the kids. But when he wasn't looking, one of the students punched him, once in the stomach, once in the groin.
Yeah, it didn't feel good. But and then the other thing was like how angry it made me. Just like I just got punched by a kid who, you know, was getting killed in the fight. I'm not supposed to have to go to school every day and get, you know, the threat of bodily violence. And this wasn't the first time I was threatened with bodily violence by the particular student. So, to me, he followed through on his threats.
The student in question, who is now back in the class, was arrested for assaulting a staff member. Pereca and other staff at Feltonville wonder if the lack of guidance counselors and other support staff contribute to this type of behavior. Like many schools across Philadelphia, Feltonville is served by an itinerant guidance counselor who comes to the school about half the week.
Kids will just have meltdowns, really. There's no one to come help them. If the counselor happens to be here, she'll help, but if she's not here, we just kind of have to deal with it.
This is an example of a violent incident that was reported. If there are, as some teachers assert, others that haven't been, the district says that's a big problem. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.